a jerk.
True.
That's an awful song.
But it was worth it. Five for fighting and Superman. And then we're playing the Superman theme. Oh, hang on. One thing.
Oh, did you wear your Superman shirt? You're taking your sweatshirt off.
Yeah!
You did. Woo! You're such a jerk.
I got my Superman shirt on. We're playing the Superman theme tune. We've just played Five for Fighting Superman.
You are stressing me out beyond belief right now.
I know.
I'm way too stressed to have this conversation with you.
Okay, so...
You want me in a good frame of mind. You don't want me like this.
Okay, so, this day in history, like Babe Ruth did his first professional game this day in history. The first NBA championships happened this day in history.
Okay.
Johnny Carson said he was going to retire from The Tonight Show this day in history. And Disney's Animal Kingdom opened in Florida this day in history. But all that stuff... That's nothing.
It doesn't compare.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. So I'm just going to sit back and watch you squirm uncomfortably for the
next few minutes. I'm extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, you are.
I'm extremely uncomfortable.
And the thing is, I think it's so funny that I'm so excited about
it. I know. I don't know why I'm so nervous about this.
Me neither. Because it's been in the making for quite some time.
2 months.
Yeah, okay.
It's called 2 months.
You can't make any sudden movements at them.
But it's been in the works for just a little while.
It has been.
Okay.
Do I have to say it?
I'll say a little bit, and then you can finish it off.
Okay.
Okay. Amy Reed has a blank
boyfriend.
Yeah!
No!
Woo!
Oh, that stresses me out.
Wow!
Yes.
There is a boyfriend.
Okay, let's not throw terms around. I have a contract friend.
So how did this happen?
We have a mutual friend. I met this guy who we'll refer to as Clark Kent.
Okay.
I met Clark Kent in the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, right?
No, come on, there's been a little bit more.
There's so, a whole few months I'm missing.
Okay, yeah, there is, yeah.
So yeah, we held off. He asked me not to talk about him, which I respected, because as we know from my my history, talking about people on air has never been, it's never helped me any.
It's never worked out too good for you.
Yeah, it's never really worked in my favor. So we would start talking in January. We went on our first date
in
the end of January.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, 20 minutes, he picked me up from the barn. We're headed down to Rehoboth. Says to me within 20 minutes. I don't know how the conversation came up. I don't know the context this was in.
Okay.
But I knew I liked him. He told me I'm a drunk guy's 10. I was like, oh, man. That's funny.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So obviously that happened in January. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and obviously we're now sitting at the end of April, nearly into May. So, you know, this is big for you, isn't it?
It is. It is. So we're on a 10-day contract period.
Okay.
With an option to extend, depending how things go.
Okay.
I make him talk to me in basketball terms.
All right. So,
And you know this because you've been watching me freak out over the past...
I've been watching you squirm for weeks.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Months.
So, like, kind of like, how does it feel to have a boyfriend? Because you haven't been there for quite some time.
I haven't. I've been an I for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
I've moved around a lot. Mm-hmm. I've been ready to, and you and I have talked about this, I've been ready to kind of, I don't want to say settle down, but...
Just kind of...
I've sown my wild oats.
Yeah.
I've lived my life. People know my stories. They've heard them.
Time to grow up is probably... Mm-hmm. Is that the right terminology to use about being disrespectful, I guess?
Yeah. You know? Listen, I've been a wolf pack of... No, humans are pack animals.
Yeah, they are.
Uh-huh. So
I think that's very cool. I've been so excited forever.
I don't
want
to talk about this anymore.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, so I got the go-ahead. I got the green light to talk about it on air.
I think it's very cool.
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
And if and when this goes kaput, I can talk about that.
So there you go. So there's the big announcement.
No,
Take
that song off.
Hang on. She has a boyfriend.
Stop. Hedge.
We're going to make this your ringtone on your phone.
No, we're not.
Okay.
You're stressing me out. So, yeah. So,
but no, congratulations. I am so happy for you. And actually, it's really weird because I've been kind of like fortunate enough to kind of see this unfold over the last weeks into months and stuff. And you've definitely become a lot more of a happier person. I have to say that.
Yeah, he does make me happy. I talked to, I was home over the weekend and, you know, I told Elaine.
Yeah. What did she say?
I think Elaine's so happy to find anybody. See, Kelly's still from Delaware 105.9 in the studio.
What? Wait, this is breaking news. I should have this on my headline news. I did not know about this. What is this news?
Amy Reed's got a boyfriend.
How did this happen?
I don't even think she knows, to be honest.
I don't, yeah.
How, what is his name?
No, we call him Clark Kent.
That's his name.
His name's Clark Kent.
And how old is Clark?
He's slightly older than Amy.
Yeah, he's in
slightly?
He's in his early 40s.
Yep.
Well, that's a lot.
No, wow, that's good.
Because you're 26, right?
Yeah.
Same age as I am.
Yes, 26, permanently 26.
Okay, so how long has this been going on? And I don't know about it?
Since the end of January. Anytime you see me in here pacing back and forth or freaking out, it's because I'm like, Petch, what do I do?
Yeah.
Screenshotting text messages.
I've been good.
I'm speechless. I'm just... Yeah.
And the thing is that I must have given you some decent advice because you're still rolling with this.
Well, the thing is, here's the thing. I was out, I think it was maybe our third date. I'm out with Clark, and he messages Petch on Facebook, and Petch goes, just give her a second. Just get to know her. It'll be worth it. Like, you have to get over the...
It's true.
I'm going to plead the fifth. But,
okay. Well, but the other thing is that people don't know about you is people could misunderstand you very quickly because you say what you think and that does come across. And it's the same with guys, because for guys it's like if they say what they think, oh, you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
And for girls it's the B word. But once they get round the other side of the door, they see a totally different Amy Reed. So and that's why I said to him, just stick with it.
All I want to say to Clark is if you hurt my girl, you're going to have to deal with me.
Absolutely.
That's all I want to say to Clark this morning if he's listening.
Oh, he'll be listening.
If you hurt my girl, you're going to have to deal with me, Clark Kent.
Perfect. There you go. So, right. But if you'd like to congratulate Amy, you can. 4241234.
She's not having a baby. She's not getting married.
No, true. That's true.
True.
But for Amy and she'll...
This is just a big step.
But she'll openly admit this.
My data plan has dropped drastically.
But she'll openly admit this. This has been a long time since, I has become us.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I cared. Even when I was a wee before, I didn't really care.
Now, will he be meeting the work family at any point?
God, I hope not. You are embarrassing as hell.
That'll be that relationship
will
done.
Will be nice.
I don't just believe you at all, Kelly.
Will be nice, I promise.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't go to his work. He hasn't come to mine. That's the rule. Okay. All right, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
All right, okay, perfect. We're moving on. All right.